a Qatari.
Haitian Music Collective, Laku Music, kicking off the program tonight, and Aiko Creole from their four-track EP. The full album is due out in October, and it celebrates the shared music history between Haiti and New Orleans and includes a rocking collaboration with the legendary Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Well, hello and welcome. I'm Lopa Kotari, and we're coming to you live from WOMAD 2019 here in Charton Park in Wiltshire, a festival crammed with musical gems from all over the world. No galoshes, no umbrellas. The sun has been out all day. Over the weekend, the organizers are expecting something like 40,000 people to be pitching up their tents and slathering themselves in suntan lotion because, aside from the music, it is going to be hot, hot, hot. And this year, by the looks of it, the must-have festival accessory is a unicorn weave and bedazzled beards, and all things, frankly, cosmic in this year when we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the space landing. Well, over the next 2.5 hours, we've got some of the best bits from the open air and Charlie Gillett stages that took place today. Joining me in our session tent, we've got Saharan Tuareg group Les Fils de Iligahad, Israeli-Ethiopian singer Gilly Yalo, and the Iberi Choir of Georgia, who some of you may have heard earlier on in tune this afternoon. And Belize is our destination for the Music Planet road trip. And who better to be our guide than Ivan Duran, who, it's fair to say, single-handedly brought the music of Belize to the world. Well, first up, we've got a band that we've come to know pretty well here on Music Planet, Vula Viel. They came to our attention via BBC Introducing and have since played on the BBC stage at Latitude, been live in session on the programme, and now here they are at WOMAD. Bex Birch and her Ghanaian xylophone, the Gil, is at the heart of the trio, made up of Ruth Goller on bass and Jim Hart on drums. This is complex music of insane time signatures that just gets its claws into you and demands that you twirl and dance with total abandon. Perfect for the opening night at WOMAD. Here's part of their set on the Charlie Gillett stage earlier this evening.
We'll be right back.
getting a great reaction from the crowd there. Vula Viel on the Charlie Gillett stage earlier this evening. I'll be speaking to Bex, the brains behind the trio, later on. Plus, we'll be hearing from the garrulous queen of Calypso, the one and only Calypso Rose, with highlights from her performance too. And at about 11 o'clock tonight, Gili Yalo, an Ethiopian singer now living in Israel, has promised to pop by for a chat and to play us a little something here in the session tent. He's just come off the Charlie Gillett stage and no doubt grabbing something to eat and freshening up a bit. So, from Ghanaian hippie trippy beats to venomous spiders, yes, I am talking about the tarantella and the pizzica music from the heel of Italy, brought to the masses by canzoniere Greccanico Salentino. It's said that their pizzica taranta can heal the bite of a spider. Well, accordions, violins, incessant percussion, dizzying, almost dervish-like dancing on stage. Theirs was an exhausting yet energizing performance. I spoke to Mauro Durante, who heads up the band, earlier on.
We play traditional songs, and we pick only those ones we believe can carry a message that's important for today as well, something universal or timeless. And also, we write new compositions with new lyrics that can describe what we're living now. It's part of the same narrative. For us, we are using some feelings that can be centuries old, but they feel so, you know, strong now.
So what was the role of this music back in the day? I mean, was it rural music, you know, that people would work to, or was it about at the end of the long day's work and you come back as a community, and it was a sort of social occasion?
All of that, because it's music used to accompany traditional music, folk music, used to accompany every moment of people's lives, day by day, but even, you know, the important times of the of everyone's life, like marriage, weddings, for funerals, or religious feasts. So people used to sing for functions, like lullabies, serenades, work songs. So that's the repertoire.
And you have a dancer in the group too, which seems very integral to the music. What role does the dancer play?
Because our most famous style nowadays is called pizzica. Pizzica is a music and dance style. It was music used to have people have fun and dancing. And Silvia Perrone, our dancer, is really important for the show because it completes our, in a way, our setting. Because we are on stage, we're half circle, and then the other half of the circle is supposed to be the audience, the people, and Silvia is standing dancing in the middle of that circle.
Well, there wasn't a circle out front because there were so many people. They were really crammed together in front of the main stage this afternoon. It was fantastic. You guys have got a late night prom coming up as well on the 4th of September. And it's a new project. You've got Justin Adams and Baleke Sissoko. Tell me something about how that collaboration has come about.
We are really excited about that show. Something huge, beautiful. And they are both friends of ours, Justin and Baleke. So it's not going to be like our standard show of ours with some guests. They will be an integral part of the show. You know, music can really connect, even in a way that it goes deeper than, you know, talking and stuff. And we played with Baleke a few years ago already. He was playing on one of our albums, Pizzica and Diavolata. So we will be playing some music that he already played with us, but also we will explore new directions from scratch with both of them. And so we will have songs with Justin only with us, songs with Baleke only with us, songs where all of us will be together, and sometimes we will be like stripping down to even some of us and them.
Well, Mauro, thank you so much for popping by and chatting to us in the truck. We're going to hear part of that set that you did on the open air stage earlier today. And one of the pieces is going to be with Justin, because he turned up as a special guest this afternoon. It was fantastic.
We loved it, Justin. It's just amazing.
Sento capetti e trema lo cuore, i pensieri a ti e da giù lasciare, tie frate per mie, cielo e mare. Uscenza senza mie non puoi tenire. speranza senza Dio non può crescere. Io figlio vecchio mi fermo e sento niente, niente, niente. Yento, yento, yento. Yento, yento, yento. Yento, yento, yento. Ci non sento a te e già ti sentire. Lo fiato dove mi è come un brazzare. Ti esireme mie, bene e male. Sospiri e ti me lassi sospirare, cammina piano come sai capire, e io sono per te, me fermo e sento, iento, 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 iento. Yento, 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 yento.
Today we have a very special guest with us. He's an amazing musician, producer, guitarist, and he's English. Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Adams. We are very happy to meet him. So now we need your voice. Let me hear your voice. And we need it even louder for you to sing with us.
Ri-ro-la-la, ri-ro-la-la,
ri-ro-la-la, ri-ro-la-la, la-la-la-le-ro-la-la-la, la-la-la-le-ro-la-la-la, ri-ro-la-la, 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 la-la-la-le-ro-la-la-la, la-la-la-le-ro-la-la-la, ri-ro-la-la, ri-ro-la-la. La 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 le ro la la la.
La 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 le ro la la la.
Ri ro la la ri ro la la.
Ri ro la la ri ro la la.
La 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 le ro la la la.
Thank you. Oriamo pisolina moce galanta, oriamo pisolina moce galanta, capantava ye rumeni bubanta, capantava ye rumeni e lonta, mo va ye lonta, capantava ye rumeni e lonta.
Rirolla la, rirolla la,
rirolla la, rirolla la.
Calonò de Gagrono Fanta, c'è fosse calonò de Gagrono Fanta, scendendo siamo mai, scendendo siamo, scendendo siamo mai, se calononta, se calononta, se calononta, scendendo siamo mai, se calononta.
At the Royal Albert Hall, along with another amazing special guest, Ballachesi Soko. Thank you, Justin!
Wow, such infectious music. Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino and some of their stuff on the open air stage this afternoon. People were so tightly packed in front of the stage that I don't even think a rogue spider would have been able to join in the fun. We've got more from them still to come on the program tonight. And if you want to see them live, as Mauro said there at the end of that that performance, they're going to be at the Late Night Prom at the Royal Albert Hall on the 4th of September, along with Justin Adams and Balake Sissoko. Now, drum roll, please. You'll have to use your imagination. All hail the Queen of Calypso. Calypso Rose from the island of Tobago is a legend in Caribbean music. Her most famous hit, Fire in Me Wire, and a trailblazer as the first female star in this otherwise male-dominated field of calypso. And she is still going strong at nearly 80 years old. I spoke to Calypso Rose, and she told me about her name.
My real name is MacArthur Linda Monica Sandy Married Lewis, and sobriquet Calypso Rose.
How did you get your name? Calypso
My sobriquet. Yeah. Well, I did not give myself. When I started in 1955, I had given my name myself, Crusoe Kid. As you know, I came from Tobago, very small island, 116 square mile, and the history of Robinson Crusoe with Tobago. And when I entered the Calypso Arena in Trinidad in 1955, I went to the original Young Brigade Calypso tent, where the late Spoiler, the mighty Spoiler, was the headliner of that tent. And the tent manager says, no. We are going to change. They said, what's your name? I said, Crusoe Kid. They said, no. We are going to change your name from today. We are going to call you Calypso Rose, and which means the rose is the mother of all flowers. And that's when I got my name, Calypso Rose.
Beautiful, beautiful rose.
You.
Now, you are actually quite a bit of a trailblazer, aren't you? You're a woman in a man's world.
In a man's world. In those years, it was very tough, very hard. Because they want to say, how could a woman be singing Calypso between all these men? Calypso doesn't belong to a woman, it belongs to a man. And I tell her, let me tell you something. This is an art and a talent. And I would not be like the foolish virgin that buried their talent in the soil. The Lord gave it to me, and I'm going to give it to the massive. Because I am a composer. And if the Lord give me the blessings and the intelligence to write and to write the lyrics and the melody, it is something that I have to deliver. And remember, when I was small, I couldn't speak. I had a defective speech. I couldn't speak until I was 13 years of age. So I had to speak within myself, my mind. So therefore, I was always to be singing, because singing take away the hurt and the pain, especially when I was going to school. They used to taunt me, call me dummy, call me fool, because I couldn't speak. So, you know, the Lord gave me the creative mind to write. And there where I came out very powerful, especially with those lyrics. Fire in my wire.
How are you doing? How are you feeling? How are you feeling? Can you hear you?
Cannot speak too long, but ladies, imagine you and your boyfriend or your husband go to party and the music is so diverse and he telling you, come go, let's go. Is he crazy? Let's go to do what? To watch the curtains? To cook? To see Donald Trump on TV? Leave me alone!
Leave me alone! Leave me alone!
I am alone!
Boy, don't stop me like you're going crazy. Let go of me hand, jump up in the band. I don't want nobody to come and stop me. Leave me, let me free up. Me chef, let me jump up. Yeah.
Leave me,
I am going on.
So
stop me, get out of my way. Leave me, let me ramage. I ain't going home,
so leave me alone.
Calypso Rose, a vision in her trademark bling and colours that pack a punch on stage today. A force to be reckoned with. This is, frankly, how I want to be seen when I'm coming into my 80s. Fiercely feisty and unapologetic. What you see is what you get. And what you get with Calypso Rose, utterly brilliant. I'm Lapa Katari. We're live at WOMAD 2019 in Charton Park in Wiltshire. Along with the Music Planet team, we've pitched our tent behind the Charlie Gillett stage. Not quite glamping, but we've got lights, we've got BBC Radio bunting, and a comfy city and two armchairs. And we've made it our home this weekend, and it's all rather cosy. And as always, it's proving a great space to entertain. Our first group in the tent today was the girls of Illegalhad, Les Filles de Illegalhad. A group that is redefining the music of the Sahara, but perhaps more importantly, what it is to be a female musician in that part of the world. Fatou Seydi Gali lives in Illegalhad in central Niger, and she's one of only two Tuareg female guitarists in the country. Now, whilst it's not unusual for women to be musicians in Tuareg society, playing the guitar has, up till now, been the domain of men. When they arrived on site today, ahead of their gig tonight at the Siam tent, Gali came by our session tent, guitar in hand, with her cousin Alamnu Akruni, who sings with her and punctuates the songs with the striking of a calabash that's floating in a pan of water. Fabulous sound. They're also joined by Fitimata Amadalher on vocals and Abdullahi Madassan on second electric guitar. This song is Serbajo, which in the Fula language means woman.
Yeah.
They feel the Iligadad, a new sound from the desert. First of two songs from them tonight. Both new tracks from their forthcoming album. And you heard it here first on Music Planet, coming to you live from WOMAD 2019. I'm Lapa Qatari, and this is Music Planet, coming to you live from the musical oasis in Wiltshire that is WOMAD. Still to come on the program, the Iberi Choir of Georgia. That's a tent session. They came in earlier on today. We've got a road trip to Belize by our fabulous guide, Ivan Duran. You wouldn't want anybody else other than Ivan explaining some of the music of Belize to you. We've got more from Calypso Rose. Vula Viel, band leader Bex Birch, has just popped her head into the tent. I haven't given her a mic, so she can laugh, but she's not going to talk to you right now. We've also got more from that set from Canzoniere Gricanico Salentino. And Gili Yalo, Ethiopian-born, now living in Israel. He's going to be coming by with one of his guitarists to chat with us and strike up a tune or two. But in the meantime, here's the latest single from a rising star of the Nigerian Afrofusion scene. It's Burna Boy, influenced, as you would expect, by Nigerian heavyweights Fela Kuti, King Sunny Ade, and Jamaican legend Bob Marley. In fact, Bob Marley's son Ziggy Marley is on stage right now at the open air stage here at WOMAD. This track is Burna Boy, and he's singing Anybody. Oh, by the way, cool video online.
Charge my energy, I no get time for no enemy. Tori pe pole to me. Nothing wey person ever see, I'm on nothing wey person ever see. Forget it, I say bashi. Money soon expected. Check out what body I jump in. I take out to the person. Check jelly, check. I mean the answer, then yes sir. Now I mean the answer, yes sir. Respect is reciprocal, even though una knows it's special. Anybody, we no want to search it. Anybody, we no take care of body. Nah, can't something, nah, can't something. Go back to fele, fele, nah, can't something. You want your bed, you never walk. Should not because myself, I never talk. Look you, they laugh, you gone. I shall no say the tango come, mama, I no say the tango come. When you no go fit the line, oh, mama, life not on Python. Whether you like or not, go by ginger, me a biscuit, let go pass. So yeah, keep me jack on, go. Anybody, we no want to search it. Take out to the person. Je. I mean the answer, then yes sir. And I mean the answer, yes sir. Respect is reciprocal, even though una knows it's special. Anybody, we no want to search it. Anybody, we no the carry body. Nah, can't something, nah, can't something. To bata fele fele na kasanti.
Well, a little bit of late night atmos from Burna Boy and Anybody from his album African Giant, due out this weekend, I believe. His 22-gig world tour starts next week and sees him performing in the UK mid-August and again in November. Well, right now, well, you know who's come to see me. I told you she was here already. It's Bex Birch of Vulaville. Bex!
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I am so well. How are you?
I'm great. It's lovely to see you.
It's brilliant to have you. And to have you here on the Charlie Gillett stage, what was it like? Your WOMAD debut.
WOMAD debut, and I've done three different things today. Anyway, they've all been amazing.
Brilliant. So, listen, you've been a busy person since you came in on the program and chatted with Catherine Tickell. Bring us up to speed. What's been happening?
Well, you know, the Music Planet arc for me. We had an album out. Good is good. No, not good is good.
Good is good.
Oh, no,
well,
this
good
is going
good
out live.
The first
this is
one,
awful.
Isn't it? No, do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
At the end of January this year, and loads of firsts this year for the band. So Vulaville changed lineup for this album, a trio with Jim Hart on drums and Ruth Gollum on bass, myself and Jill. And we've done our firsts in all sorts of countries. So we did our first gig outside of the UK in January in Germany. And then since then, you know, been in Germany a few times and the Netherlands, and we're going to Austria next week and Switzerland and France. And that feels really amazing. The first time I met you was at WOMEX, and I think that was about 3.5 years ago. And yeah, I was then talking about, and it was putting steps into place.
And that's actually when you were changing your lineup, because you were with, you know, David DeRose. You had a much bigger setup before. And actually, I mean, you know, I wanted to ask you, I mean, how did you get Ruth and Jim on board? And how does it all integrate together? Because I have to say, Bex, It's insanely complex. I mean, I understand it when I'm listening to your music, but you showed me one day this what I've called your wheel of rhythm.
Yeah.
And you were
the rhythm
wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got this wheel. Okay. So to the listener, just explain what this is, and let's see whether they can figure out what you're talking about.
Well, actually, before we did the gig on Charlie Gillett, I did a workshop at WOMAD here on the science of groove, which is what I'm calling it now, and the fundamentals. And all of these amazing participants, we had, I don't know, I think there was 128 drums. Everyone had a drum, and they all, in small groups, composed today in my workshop.
That's amazing.
On these fundamentals, and that's asymmetry, space, as in silence being as important as acoustic sound, and conversation. So we did it on those three. I think when I was drawing the rhythm wheels with you, it was just about asymmetry. Right.
Yeah, well, let's describe it. So there was this circle, and in that circle, you had cut it up into various segments. One segment was, as you say, like the drum or whatever. One segment was going to be where the bass line and its melodies was coming in, and another was where you were coming in with the gill. and it all sounded pretty straightforward, and I looked at it, and I thought, I mean, I'm glad I'm on the audience side and not part of your trio, because it's really complex. But it is. It's
Ruth
fantastic. But it must be really difficult to find two other, you know, great musicians who really get it. I mean, the way you guys play on stage, it's just brilliant.
You know what? And as I said, you know, the steps I've been putting in place for years now, sort of gaining momentum and coming to fruition. I think making a band isn't something you do overnight. And yeah, Vulaville is, with Ruth, Jim, myself, has really become a band this year with the touring we're doing, with the music we're making. You know, I'm writing all the time at the moment. It's just, there's a real flow, a momentum to it. I feel like I'm improving as a composer, as a performer, and as a band member of Vulaville. It's all happening.
Well, I tell you, I mean, it is lovely to be part of your journey as well. I mean, honestly,
yeah,
Bex, it's
you.
Just absolutely fantastic, and great that you're here at WOMAD. We're going to hear some more of your set from your performance.
Oh, great.
Earlier on the Charlie Gillett stage. And I think it's one called Birdie.
Bird in Kumasi, which is, it quotes a bird that I heard in Kumasi, which is a town in Ghana, which goes doo 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 doo. Amazing bird song. It's really groovy, and you'll hear it at the top of this tune.
So let's hear more from that performance of Vaudeville on the Charlie Gillett stage earlier today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Clapping. Awesome. We knew you could manage 2 meters at the same time. Great.
Beck's laughing at herself there. She's still with us here in the session tent. That was, of course, Voulaville on Charlie Gillett's stage. This is Music Planet coming to you live from WOMAD 2019. Taking Beck's place on the... I was going to say taking Voulaville's place. Why not? Taking Beck's place on our sofa this evening is Gilly Yalo. A very good evening to you, Gilly.
A very good evening to you.
Gilly is an Ethiopian-born musician. He grew up, though, in Israel. And like many in the world today, his life has been shaped by hardships. I mean, a lot of hardships. But he has found ways not only to learn from it, but to turn those lessons into something altogether more powerful and positive. Gilly, you have an incredible story to tell. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Was born in Ethiopia, immigrated to Israel when I was 4 years old, 2 months by foot from North Ethiopia until south of Sudan. As an Ethiopian Jew, a lot of tragic moments. And, you know, but like a good book, it didn't end, but right now I feel like a good book that... things are going better, you know? And I hope it will end, like, in a positive peak.
It's not going to end, Gilly. This is just the beginning. Just the beginning. Yeah, you came into music really late, though, in many ways, isn't it? I mean, you tried your best to get people to listen to the way you were singing or music or whatever, but you came into it quite late, didn't you, in life?
Yes.
Music wasn't part of your upbringing in many ways.
I think it was part, but I didn't believe that I can make it on my own. I was always part of groups, and in some point I've come to realize, okay, I'm getting older. Gilly, you're getting older. You need to do something because you don't want to get old and look back and say, okay, I didn't try.
So I told myself, what okay, if? What
yeah,
if?
What if? Yeah.
Yeah, the big regret.
Yeah.
Yeah. As Edith Piaf said, regrette rien, regret nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll have to introduce you to some Edith Piaf music. Awesome.
Oh, rien de rien.
Ah, oui. Right? C'est ça, oui.
Yeah, c'est ça.
Oh, whether you know it already. So where does your music come from then, Gilly? Is it part of your journey, or are you drawing from some of the great, you know, music of Ethiopia, those great pentatonic scales?
Part of it, yes, and but generally, like it's me, it's my DNA. Like I heard so many types of music, and I don't like to put music in frames or genres. So I'm just trying to do whatever I feel, whatever I like. As long as it keeps me moving and going and makes my heart feel happy, I'm just doing it. That's it. I'm trying not to think about it. Just write a song and then think about the arrangement and just doing it. Sometimes it sounds like more reggae. Sometimes it sounds like more hip hop. Sometimes it sounds like more jazz. But the general thing is like I like groove. I like when something makes me move.
Yeah.
And that's what I do.
And what was it like on the Charlie Gillett stage today? What was it like playing at WOMAD?
Wow, we had like our flight got cancelled. We had a 40 minutes flight from Paris. 40 minutes, right? And it took 17 hours to get here. Yeah, 17 hours. That was crazy. And we came right away from the airport to the stage. And I don't know.
Oh, like a real rock and roll stuff.
Yeah, it was really rock and roll. Yeah, you know.
You brought in your guitarist, who's gonna play with you. So, Nadav Peled.
Yes.
Nadav Peled. While he gets ready to play, what song are you gonna sing for us?
It's called Salam, and it's this. This is the first song that I wrote in Amharic in my life. So I'm going to try it right now, acoustic verse.
Gilly, it's been great. Short but sweet.
Yeah.
Loved having you come in. Make your way over and sing Salam for us.
All right.
Thanks very much, love.
سلامی هلالی تو نیچوات اسکدگاتو اینچه فرسکاتو و تو یکتل دستاهی و تو یه سلامی هلالی تو نیچوات اسکدگاتو اینچه فرسکاتو و تو یکتل دستاهی و تو لای لالو لالی لالی لالو 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 یه سلامی ولالی تو نچاوت اسکدگاتو انچفر اسکاتو ماتو یکتر دستاهی واتو یه سلامی ولالی تو نچاوت اسکدگاتو انچفر اسکاتو ماتو یکتر دستاهی واتو لای لالو لالی لالی لالو 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 اجور لای ندست منم نگر سیاس کفن یه زلل نچوت شیواتاون ندم کو دستاتینن یچمرو سلامچن یبلزگو زلالم 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 و سلام یولالی تو نچوت اسکدگاتو دنچفر اسکتواتو یکتل دستاهی و تو یکتل دستاهی و تو دنچفر اسکتواتو نچوت اسکنگاتو و سلام یولالی تو لای لالو لالی لالی لالو 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 کبرون یه متن رازچینن یاز نانان تسمچینن یاز بافان منم نگر ای کفنم کبرون یه متن رازچینن یاز نانان زلالم 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 زلالم
آه فابیوس Gilly Yalo there, accompanied by Nadav Pelev on guitar, making a name for himself at WOMAD 2019, playing for us exclusively backstage here on Music Planet. Gilly, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. Well, this is Music Planet coming to you live from WOMAD 2019. To tell you the truth, I haven't had much time to run around today, but I have seen an awful lot of glitter and sparkles everywhere and lots of silver and gold lame. The theme, of course, is cosmic or space this year. That's a bit of a no-brainer. And if you're not here to participate in the Festival Frivolity, no worries, because we're recording many of the acts taking to the Charlie Gillett and Open Air stages over the weekend. So tonight and next Friday, you can use your virtual ticket and be part of WOMAD from your very own radio set. Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino started things off for us this afternoon on the Open Air stage, and we've got more from that performance for you later on tonight, plus Tobago's incorrigible Calypso Rose and the polyphonic singers Iberi Choir of Georgia. They were first under the canvas here in the session tent when they came by and gave us a private concert. But for now, let's head out to the festival in Charlton Park and take a bit of a road trip. This week, we join record producer Ivan Duran in Belize, home to the Garifuna Collective, who you may have heard on Music Planet earlier this month. Ivan has recorded many of the great Belizean and Garifuna musicians for his own Stone Tree label. And in many ways, he is the person who brought the music of that area to the rest of the world. He starts the road trip for Music Planet with the music of his great friend and hero of Belize, Andy Palacio.
My name is Ivan Duran. I am from Belize, and I'm actually right now at my studio at Stone Tree in western Belize, very near the border with Guatemala. It's a sunny day down here, and happy to take this Music Planet road trip with you. The track we just heard was Huatina by the late, great Andy Palacio, who unfortunately passed away in 2008. After a spectacular year, not only for him individually as an artist, but for the country and particularly for his culture, Garifuna culture. 2007 was the year that he released the Huatina album that basically introduced the world and a whole new generation of Belizeans to this music, this Garifuna music, specifically Parranda music, which is a more soulful kind of Garifuna music that Andy basically just embraced and transformed in the most beautiful way. And this Huatina track is the title track for the album and is one of my favorite songs that I have ever recorded with Andy. We miss him very, very much, but it's really beautiful to have songs like this exist and still being played in Belize after all these years. So, as you can imagine, Belize is a very small country. It's a little bit under 9,000 square miles, and also with a relatively small population of only a little bit over 350,000 people living here. So, although we think we're big compared to like smaller islands in the Caribbean, we're actually the smallest country in Central America. And it's kind of a melting pot, and it has always been that. Many, many cultures, many languages even, and music reflects all of that. We have a very popular dish in Belize, which is called boilop, which is a kind of a soup where you just throw in anything you have, leftovers, all kinds of ground foods, etc. It's actually a delicious soup. And our music is a little bit like that. It's like a big boilop where all these influences over the years can have contributed to a very unique sound that is a mix of a kind of Caribbean island vibe with lots of Latin influence from Central America and Latin America, and also lots of American influence from soul to even country music. So it's a very interesting melting pot, and this is where we make music. And I think every record that I've made in the last 20 years, if I would need to find a word to define it, I would say it's a little bit of a boil up. The next track, and I have to admit, is like super, super difficult anytime somebody asks you to select four songs that represent either a country or a culture or an era. And I've been struggling for days thinking about these four tracks. But I'm going to play next a kind of an obscure track that actually was recorded right here at Stone Tree some years back. And it's a track by this amazing street dub poet from Belize City. His name is Leroy Young, the Grandmaster. And this song is called Pressure. And to me, that this song encapsulates life in Belize City in a really picturesque way that I always love this track. And it's kind of like has a little bit of a dancehall feel, but since it's played with like Belizean drums, it's kind of like a very unique sound, and his delivery is pretty amazing. So this is Pressure by Leroy Young, the Grandmaster.
Pressure, pressure, pressure. Yes, taking a shower. Soap if I head to all over. Water support, I pay the bill. Pressure, pressure. Some people perform their best under pressure. Others collapse. Can they can't take the pressure. The pressure, the pressure. Single madam with five big names, each with different darling. That definitely pressure, pressure, pressure. People who bad, bad things are being pressure. They commit murder and blame pressure. They commit suicide and psychiatrists, they analyze and they do say that pressure, pressure, pressure. In China, get rough. Things hardly take the pressure. So tourists get jacked. I name me in the area. And I mean the police come.
Pressure, pressure,
pressure. Every crevice and corner, life comes with a whole heap of
pressure, pressure,
pressure. Just the thing on pressure, the better than
pressure, pressure,
pressure.
So this track was Pressure by Leroy Young and the Grandmaster. It's a song about life in Belize City. In 1981, when Belize gained independence, there was a whole movement of finding a style of music that would represent the country. Just like Trinidad had its calypso and its soca, Jamaica had its reggae, Dominican Republic their merengue, Belize needed something. And Pen Cayetano, in the late 70s, came up with this style of music that he called Punta Rock. And it was basically a mix of the Garifuna Punta beat, which is a traditional Garifuna rhythm, mixed with some electronics, specifically the electric guitar. But quickly after, musicians started introducing keyboards, drum machines, and it kind of like electrified the Punta Rock, and it became like a dance craze in Belize. Every single body in the country would dance Punta Rock, especially the weekends, all the clubs would play Punta Rock music. Very fast, if you're not a Belizean, if you're not a Garifuna, it's very hard to move to this music because it's kind of fast, but it's electrifying. And in the late 90s, there was this very popular band called Punta Rebels, which they disbanded. But out of this group came out Super G, which is undoubtedly the most famous Punta rocker today in Belize, the most popular for sure. And he has this one song he released that I really like. And it's kind of like, even I would say it's a crossover with other types of music, but it definitely retains its Garifuna identity. It mixes Garifuna and English in the song. It's quite interesting and I have to admit, very, very catchy. So it's called Wadanile. So we just heard Super G and his track Wadanile. This is Music Planet Road Trip. My name is Ivan Duran from Stone Tree Records in Belize. The next track I selected is a track that I didn't record, and I was a little baby when it was recorded by Mr. Compton Fairweather, one of my musical heroes in Belize. And he was a producer in the 70s that recorded all the great bands that were in Belize back then. One of those bands was The Professionals, and it was a band that was very unique because it had members from all districts of the country, and they played a little bit of that board Oil Up that I was talking earlier, they played everything from Latin music to rock to calypso to punta to soul. And this track that I selected is called a Brockdown Medley. And Brockdown is kind of our version of calypso and mento music in Belize. It's a traditional music. It's sung in Creole. And this medley is instrumental, and the saxophone is actually playing the lead, what the lead vocals would be playing. But it's a really sweet track that was very popular in Belize in the dance floor back in the days.
Brockdown Medley from the Professionals, Belize's answer to calypso and mento music, ending that wonderful Music Planet road trip from Belize-based record producer Ivan Duran. Many thanks to him. And there's still a few days left to catch the Garifuna Collective live in session on Music Planet via BBC Sounds. And all of that leads us perfectly back to the Queen of Calypso herself, Calypso Rose, who knows Ivan very well and the music of the Garifuna. And another visit to her performance at the open air stage here at WOMAD earlier today. The first song we're going to play you is Huatina, a song closely associated with Belize.
Huatina, Huatina.
Every day the winds are free.
I am the only Calypso queen. No man alive or dead could come and take the crown off my head. I love you, go one more time. We'll be right back.
like somebody crying. I just couldn't imagine what was happening. I saw this old lady running, running on between them around. She said, never, never, come and love me up and fire. In the air she
fire, fire, in the wire, wire, fire, oh, ay, ay, ay.
I'm falling fire, fire, pain and heart. Down me mucho agua,
me mucho.
I came with fire, I feel it in fire, so tell me fire, mucho candela. I came with fire, so take me fire.
Fire, 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 fire.
I take me fire, take me fire, I take me fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire.
Oh, I bring the fire, so take me fire. I bring the fire, so take me fire. Mucho.
Wow, the queen of Calypso. Calypso Rose, 80 years old and still giving it welly. She might seem a little frail as she walks on, but I tell you, something happens when she gets on stage. She transforms into a spirited and unapologetic flirt, soaking in the adoration of the young ones out there in the audience. A consummate performer, long may she reign. Well, earlier on here in the session tent today, out of the heat of the sun, the Iberi Choir from Georgia came to sing for us. They're from Georgia. This is a place where it seems almost everyone sings and sings in a way that is really quite different from anywhere else. Let's have a listen.
Oh.
Well, that was the Iberi Choir of Georgia singing for us live here in the little session tent backstage. Chatting to me now is Buba. You're the leader of the band, leader of the group. Buba, everything I have read about Georgia always talks about the singing. Is it really part of the soul of the country?
Yes, I can fully agree. But not only singing, it's about the wine also.
Georgia
is one of the main winemaking countries of the world.
So the music is very intense, but it's about food, wine, and song. Is that what it is?
The Georgians were singing about everything almost. For weddings, for working songs, church chants also. Even for funerals, we have some special songs. And a lot of celebrating songs also.
So tell me a little bit about your story. I mean, you were a rugby player. So why and how and when did you decide to put this choir together?
I was singing since 8 years old and also playing rugby from 9 years old, as I remember. Rugby was
Your first love.
Love, yeah, I can say so. And after quitting from rugby, I suddenly remember that I can sing. And I have a lot of friends who were like me. I gathered these kind of people who were not singing a lot of time. I was not singing for 10 years approximately because of rugby. And I gathered these my best and very close friends, and we started in 2012.
And tell me about the look. I mean, yes, this is radio, so maybe I can describe it for the listeners out there. Long black coats with what looks like ammunition cartridges in little pockets across your chest. In your belt, you all have a long, rather fierce-looking dagger. And then you open your mouths, and this angelic polyphonic singing comes out. I mean, you're not warriors. You're angels in choir.
Maybe, but I'm not sure about the angels. This code became Georgian traditional suite because of a lot of enemy, what we had along all our history. Georgia was all the main gateway between the Asia and Europe, and all invaders and all our enemies who were in that time were running up and under there. And because of it, we had to always defend our motherland, and we ancient Georgians had not time for rest or for developing country, because the war was the main direction of all nation, and because of it, these clothing are our traditional. But it's not only Georgian; it's all Caucasian.
Yes, from the Caucasian mountains. Yeah. So, Buba, you're going to sing another song for us. Tell us a little bit about it.
Chela is about the peasant who is going home after harvesting in the field, and he's very tired, and he's sitting on the cart going home and singing.
A song to go home after a hard day.
Oh.
Iberi Choir of Georgia unraveling some of the complexities of polyphonic singing for us. And in a moment, we're going to be heading back to the open air stage and the first act on today, that performance by canzoniere Gricanico Sanantino. But first, a track from our classic artist. And tonight, I'd like to pay tribute to a pioneer of bossa nova who died earlier this month in Rio at the age of 88, João Gilberto. He's considered one of the most important musical figures of Brazil. Along with Tom Jobim, they created a romantic crooning style of music and song, combining jazz and samba. It was actually Gilberto's then-wife, Astrid, who sang The Girl from Ipanema, which is still one of the most successful songs in Brazil. The track I'm going to play right now, though, is a composition that Gilberto did with Tom Jobim in Sensatez from 1961, which essentially means, how foolish.
Você fez coração, mas sem cuidado, fez chorar de dor o seu amor, um amor tão delicado. Porque você foi fraco assim, assim tão desalmado. Meu coração, quem nunca amou não merece ser amado. Usa só sinceridade. Quem semeia vento, diz a razão, colhe sempre tempestade. Vai, meu coração, pede perdão. Perdão apaixonado, vai, porque quem não pede perdão não é nunca perdoado.
João Gilberto, our classic artist tonight and legendary Brazilian musician who died at the age of 88 on the 6th of July. Well, the Music Planet team is here in Charlton Park, coming to you live on the opening day of WOMAD, now in its 39th year. This is the first of two programmes from WOMAD. Next week, we'll bring you highlights from some of the bands playing on stage tomorrow, Salif Keita, Emmanuel Jal and San Salvador, who were one of our hottest new finds at WOMEX last year. But now, for the final 20 minutes, let's get a bit more from some of the bands performing today, starting with where it all kicked off on the open air stage and the group from the heel of Italy, canzoniere Gricanico Sanantino.
quartier.
Insatiable dance music from Canzoniere Grecanico, Salentino, the first band on stage today at WOMAD. And now I've got one final offering from the festival for you tonight. The women from Niger, who've taken the guitar till now the preserve of men, and made it sing their own tune, Les Filles de Iligadad. Thank you. Well, that is just about it for Music Planet tonight. Coming to you live from Charlton Park in Wiltshire, the home of WOMAD, the clarion call to all the musics of the world. Next Friday on Music Planet, we've got highlights from some of the bands playing tomorrow. Headlining on the open air stage is Salif Keita for what many are saying may well be his last public performance. Here he is, the golden voice of Africa, Salif Keita. Salif Keita and a taste of what's to come in next week's Music Planet from WOMAD at the usual time, 11 o'clock. And that is about it from us here in Charlton Park, Wiltshire. But After Dark continues now here on BBC Radio 3 with our Music Planet mixtape, which this week celebrates some of the legendary names that are now closely associated with the WOMAD Festival. Listen out for Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, Toots and the Maytals, and Toto La Montpessina, amongst others. The mixtape starts with the drummers of Burundi, who played at the very first WOMAD Festival way back in 1982.